Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we are asking, is the traditional financial system essentially bust and keeping the average person in a perpetual state of being broke?
Quite possibly. We know that wages have barely moved in 20 years, while the prices of most things have gone through the roof. The traditional path to securing wealth, a disaster. The legacy system is literally designed to keep people broke. Savings accounts are just places where your money goes to lose value slowly, and pensions are a long-term commitment to disappointment disguised as a safety net.
So what's the solution to this systemic problem?
It's simple. Personal ownership of sound money. In 2025, that means Bitcoin or gold. Bitcoin in self-custody is the new path to wealth that is clear, repeatable, and non-dilutive. The key difference is that Bitcoin has a fixed supply of 21 million coins. Unlike the dollar, where the money supply is treated like a broken soda machine that spits out extra cans, no politician or central banker can rewrite the code to dilute Bitcoin's value. It's math that doesn't lie, based purely on supply and demand on an immutable blockchain system.
That's a powerful point, removing human error and political maneuvering. We are starting to see the corporate world prove out this phenomenon, such as Michael Saylor's company, Strategy.
Absolutely. Strategy literally exposed traditional finance by making a simple decision. Take extra cash and buy Bitcoin. They avoided complex strategies and overpaid consultants and lawyers, and by simply holding Bitcoin, their stock has outperformed almost every other equity since August 2020. This proves the model works, and crucially, regular people can now copy the model without a boardroom.
Interesting. Let's break down the actual steps for the average person to copy what Strategy have done. A personal Bitcoin treasury strategy. What does it involve?
Well, as ever, it mainly comes down to awareness, education, consistency, and discipline. It's not complex, which, by the way, is how the traditional financial industry has taken advantage of so many in the past decades. It's about realization and education, followed by consistent action. Here are the six steps involved with setting up your own Bitcoin treasury. First up, pick a percentage. Choose a percentage of your income you can allocate to Bitcoin, 5%, 10%, or 20% if you're ambitious. Consistency matters more than the number itself. Then, automate. Set up an automated recurring purchase. Automation saves you from your own lack of discipline. Then, cold storage. Once your Bitcoin stack grows, move it to cold storage to protect it from hacks, exchange failures, and incompetence. This is true financial sovereignty. Be sure to ignore the noise. Do not track charts daily or listen to professional panic merchants. Focus on Bitcoin over years, not just weeks or months. Focus on keeping expenses low, especially when starting out. You cannot save effectively if you burn money on stuff. Remember, the goal is to avoid ever needing to sell your assets. Last, hold and be patient. That's the entire plan. Save money in Bitcoin, buy a fixed amount on a schedule, and hold it.
So the overall theme is clear. Short fiat, long Bitcoin. Bingo. It's about taking back control from a system that is constantly degrading your savings and using an asset that strengthens over time.
Exactly. Bitcoin gives you foundational sovereignty, control, and a savings system that strengthens instead of weakens. It's accretive. It's a way for regular people to run their own treasury and escape the financial chaos. Once this foundation is in, you can afford to get more sophisticated with ways to collateralize and create yield.
Absolutely. A setup most in the DBM community are fully aware of as we continue building our critical mass of assets to the levels we require. It's an amazing journey to be on, one that requires support to stay the course. A useful resource to that end is the DBM Wealth Builder series, especially as we head into 2026. Book your seat today, see the show notes, and see you next time.